Welcome into the conversation with Carlisle here. I'm Zion Brown. This morning on January 30th, I'm here to start with senior player for the Giants, Josh Shannon. How you doing today, Josh?
I'm doing good.
All right, so I'll just get into it. What has been your role as it's really increased this offseason and during the year? How has your role increased during the process becoming a senior?
It's just more responsibilities. You just got to be ready to communicate with your team, just being out there, going hard, and showing the way, basically.
And what have you thought of the BD's performance over the last few weeks?
I feel like we've came more together as a team. I mean, we lost Kai, but it basically made us have to play together and play harder, or we're going to lose.
And so when you guys did lose Kai, did you kind of decide you were going to have to come together more and play harder for each other?
It really just happened. All year we knew what we had to do, but we kind of had struggles of getting there. But I feel like these past couple weeks, we've done it.
How hard did you work in the offseason to become more of a key player and a player that this team could rely on?
I put in a lot of work, just working on the fundamentals, shooting, and just getting better defensively on the offseason.
What did you do, like specifically, what type of stuff did you do to make sure you got better all around?
I did some agility workouts, make sure I get quicker laterally, and just mentally playing better.
And how do you see your team matching up against these two teams this weekend, starting with Carmel, the team that you guys lost to last year at State? How do you see Ben Davis matching up with Carmel?
I feel like it'd be a good matchup, but we come in, just lock in, be ready. Don't let the shooters get going. I mean, I feel like we can blow them out.
And then you got another quick turnaround coming on Saturday against another good team in Addicts. What about Addicts? What do you guys think you have to do to beat Christmas Addicts?
We're going to have to get back on defense. They love to run in transition, get quick shots. So getting back is going to be very key and just not getting sped up by their pressure.
All right, and then last thing here, I'll ask you, what was your reaction to the passing on the other day of Kobe Bryant?
First, I really didn't think it was real, but it was crazy. You really don't like to hear that, but he a legend.
All right, thank you, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Now we'll bring up Coach Carlisle here to sit down. That was Josh Shannon. Thanks for joining. Now we'll talk to Coach. How you doing today, Coach?
Good morning, good people.
All right, so last week you guys got two good wins back-to-back on the road at Center Grove on Friday, then on Saturday at Decatur Central. What do you think allowed you guys to win those games?
Well, initially we played pretty good as a team and as a group at Center Grove, and we played great team defense, and we were able to slow them down. They were missing Jackson, which helped us. Yeah. But I think he was dismissed from that team for whatever reasons, and he didn't play against us. But our advantage, you know, we played well enough to win, and we did. Starting with that Center Grove game, and then on Saturday, it's a testament to the teams. We didn't play a really good floor game, but we were able to come out with a victory. But they play a tough, physical brand of defense, where they played a zone, packed it in, and didn't really give us many opportunities to attack at the rim. So it was an ugly game, but it's one of those games that if you win those tough games where you don't play your best, then it'll help you moving forward in the season.
How much do you feel the team has improved over the last two or three weeks?
I think it's almost a 180. It's about a 180. I believe that everything starts with effort, energy, and love, and I think that we've increased those in the last three to four weeks. I think that we're playing harder, and I think that's where we have to start.
And then this weekend, we talked about with Josh, I'll ask you, we got another back-to-back with two good teams once again. So how do you see your team matching up against Carmel and Christmas Addicts?
I think it's a good matchup. I think that Carmel will play methodical, and they have shooters everywhere, as Josh stated. But they don't really have a lot of ball handlers that can, you know, it'll be a different game. It'll be a contrast from Carmel to Addicts. But I just think we'll have to execute. We'll definitely have to rebound the ball And if we can get ourselves in the transition, that'll bode well for us on Friday night. And against Addicts, we had to keep them out of transition, run people at Sincere McMahon, and just try to figure out a way to keep Jalen Carson off the glass, because he had 28-14 in the city championship game, where four of those Crispus Addicts players fouled out, four key players for them fouled out, and they were still able to come out with the victory in that double overtime game against Cathedral. So I just believe if we are able to rebound and we keep them out of transition, then we'll be in good shape in both of these games.
How big would it be to once again go 2-0 over the back-to-back?
It'll be a testament to what we've been doing, all the hard work that the coaching staff as well as the kids have been putting in to win four out of the last five, to have the type of start that we had, to be on the cusp of being back to 500 and improving and being one game above 500. I think that it'll bode well for us to plan better leading into the tournament.
And I'll ask you as well, what was your reaction when you found out that Kobe had passed, and how did he affect you as a player and then going into your coaching career as well?
It was a surreal feeling. Kobe and I were the same age.
Yeah.
So it hits home, especially with the tragedy happened. You know, with it being Kobe, it was a difficult deal, but what really hurt me and hit me was all the families that were affected, especially he and his daughter. I have a 7-year-old daughter, so it made you think, you know, that you better kiss on your loved ones and give them the roses while they're here, and make sure you tell everyone that you love them while you have the chance, because not a day is promised. So I love all my Ben Davis family, and that's definitely what I was a big takeaway from what happened over the weekend, and especially I had a couple other friends that passed like right after that. So, and they were young, you know. So just got to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves, and we make sure that we spreading the love and making sure everyone knows that we care about them while we can.
All right, thank you, Coach Carl. I got anything else to add to what you said about the game or about the Kobe situation?
Well, this game is our Coaches versus Cancer. There's a link on Twitter. I'm pretty sure you could find it, Twitter and Facebook, where you could donate to the Cancer Society, American Cancer Society. This is our suits and sneakers game, but there's a pink out. There will be shirts that are available for purchase if you want to come. The game is at 6, starts at 6 JV and 7:30 here at home on Friday night, and then put on your purple and come on out and support on kind of a West Side rivalry with Addicts. We play them every year on Saturday night, and they're a really good team. So it'll be a fun brand of basketball to watch. So come on out and support your Giants.
All right. Thank you, Coach Carlisle. By the way, both those games will be on WBDG. If you can't make it out, this has been Conversations with Carlisle.